a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
House Commerce Committee will now come to order. I'd like to welcome everybody here this morning. I'd like to welcome those that are listening over the internet. Brief reminder, noises, turn down the sound on it. We do not want any disruption. This time, I'll ask the secretary to call the roll.
Representative Spiel.
Here.
Deutsch. Excused. Harrison.
Here.
Holly. Excused. Kirschman.
Here.
Norstrup.
Here.
Stalzer.
Here.
Wick.
Here.
Willidson.
Here.
Woman.
Here.
Zickman.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
And Rounds.
Here.
11.
We do have a quorum. Everybody had a chance to read the minutes. Representative Wick, do you have a motion this morning?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the minutes.
Second.
We have a motion to approve the minutes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Minutes are so approved. Good morning, folks. Those that are testifying, please remember to sign in the back. If you have anything to distribute this morning, we do have some pages here today to assist you with that. Could I have the pages come on up and introduce yourself, tell us where you're from, a little bit about yourself. There you go.
My name is Matt Darnall, and I'm just from Pier and Pier, and I plan on attending Mines next year.
And I'm Jessica Brady, and I'm from Vermilion, and I will be attending UNLV next year for hospitality.
Thank you. It's good to have you folks up here. Appreciate the work you do. We did pass a bill out of committee last week, and it got sent back up to committee due to a request for a fiscal note. Representative Schoenbeck?
This time we open to motions, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, motion.
I would move Senate Bill, is it 177?
To the agenda?
To the agenda. Or could bring it up on the agenda.
Representative Schoenbeck moves to bring Senate Bill 177 to today's agenda.
Seconded
by Representative Beal. This will be a roll call vote. All those in favor will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Representative Spiel.
Here.
Aye. Deutsch.
Aye.
Harrison.
Aye.
Holly. Excused. Kirschman.
Aye.
Norstrup.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
Willidson.
Aye.
Woman.
Aye.
Zickman.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Rounds.
Pass these out.
You said aye?
Aye.
Okay, 12 yeas.
We have 12 yeas. Our Senate Bill 177 will be brought to today's agenda. Being that we do have it in the agenda today, we have some folks that are kind of waiting on this bill, so I'm going to move Senate Bill 177 to the top of the agenda this morning. At this time, we will proceed with a hearing on Senate Bill 177. The purpose that this bill was sent back up was there was a request for a fiscal note. The fiscal note is now being distributed to the committee for review. This was prepared by the Legislative Research Council. Comments on the fiscal note? Any comments concerning the fiscal? I know you're taking a look at it.
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Schoenbeck.
Would I be right in understanding that procedurally where we're at is there wouldn't be any additional testimony? This is just going to be a discussion of the fiscal note and an opportunity for the committee discussion and interaction.
That is correct. We had a full hearing on this on Wednesday, and I would like to discuss the fiscal note, the report that came back on the fiscal note. No comments. Representative Kirschman.
I have some amendments.
I want to pertain just to the fiscal note at this time. Discussion on the fiscal note. Representative Norstrup.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As I look at it, it appears to me that for all practical purposes and the size of economy that we've got, that the fiscal note says it's zero. It's approaching zero for all practical purposes.
And thank you. If you look on page 2, where it basically says if an agency chose to adjust these employees to a grade greater of their priority rate or the $7.50 minimum wage. The estimated fiscal impact of this bill is a reduction to $27,235. From what I've been told, the state is not going to implement that, so it would be a zero. Further discussion? On the fiscal note, hearing none, I will open it up to committee action. Discussion on 177. Representative Kirschman.
I have some amendments.
Please state your amendment.
The first amendment would be on page 2 after line 10 of the printed bill, insert, whereas, section 3, whereas this act is necessary for the purpose, necessary for the support of the state government and its existing public institutions, and emergency is hereby declared to exist, and this act shall be in full force and effect from the from and after the passage and approval.
So that is your motion to amend?
Yes.
Is there a second? There a second? Hearing none. Motion fails for failure to receive a second.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Schoenbeck.
Move Senate Bill 177 to the floor. Do pass.
Second.
We have a motion by Representative Schoenbeck to move Senate Bill 177 to the floor. Do pass. Seconded by Representative Willardson. Discussion on that motion? Hearing none, the question is, do pass on Senate Bill 177. All those in favor will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Representative Spiel.
Aye.
Deutsch.
Aye.
Harrison.
Aye.
Hawley. Excused. Kirschman.
No.
Norstrup.
Aye.
Stalser.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
Willardson.
Aye.
Woman.
Aye.
Zickman.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Rounds.
Aye.
11-1.
Senate Bill 177 will be moved to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Okay, I'm going to start this second bill here. I don't have to run yet. I will be leaving the committee for another bill, so you folks will be lost without me, but I think Representative Schoenbeck will be able to take it. But we're going to move on to Senate Bill 30. Senate Bill 30 revises the review process for rate and policy form filing denials for insurers. I saw the title of this bill this morning, well, yesterday, and I really thought it had an appropriate title for an amendment with a compact bill. But after discussing this with the proponents on this, it was decided I would not bring that Hoghouse amendment. Therefore, we will hear proponent testimony on Senate Bill 30.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, members of the committee. My name is Larry Dieter. I'm the director of the Division of Insurance, part of the Department of Labor and Regulation. The South Dakota Division of Insurance reviews rate and form filings from insurance carriers licensed to operate in the state of South Dakota. If the rate and form filing does not follow current statutes, rules, or bulletins, the division may file a denial by the director. A carrier may appeal this denial through an administrative hearing process, which has been in the division's practice. Senate Bill 30 places this into statute, what is currently a practice by the division. Senate Bill 30 clarifies that the denial of a rate and form filing received by the division as required is reviewable, in an administrative hearing under Chapter 126. This bill also establishes a time period for which a company may request a hearing. Again, this bill is, I believe, relatively simple and puts into statute what's been in practice with the division. In conclusion, it asks for your support of this bill, and with that, I'll stand by for any questions.
Are there any further proponents for Senate Bill 30? Any further proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 30? Any opponents? Seeing no opponents, we'll go to committee questions. Are any committee members have any questions of the department or any other witnesses or of Senate Representative Rounds before he leaves? Seeing none, we'll close to committee discussion and our action. Representative Woolman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move to pass Senate Bill 30.
Second. Move to pass by Representative Woolman, seconded by Representative Wick. Any discussion on the do pass motion? Seeing none, the Secretary will call the roll.
Representative Spiel.
Aye.
Deutsch.
Aye.
Harrison.
Aye.
Holly is excused. Kirschman.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
Willitson.
Aye.
Woman.
Aye.
Zickman.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
And Rounds.
Aye.
12 yeas.
The vote being 12 for, none against, Senate Bill 30 is declared.
Mr. Chairman, I move consent.
Passed. And there's a motion by Representative Wick, consent, seconded by Representative Stalzer. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It'll be on the consent calendar.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Since this is an agency bill, I will have to have somebody take charge of this to answer questions and to discuss it in our caucus at least. And I know the last bill I carried that dealt with rate and policy form filings that I carried didn't do too well. So the chair is going to appoint somebody else, and that would be Representative Woolman. Would you please be responsible for this on the floor and in caucus? Thank you.
Just so we're clear for the record at the moment, I'm the chair, and I'm comfortable the committee will be better served by you doing that, Representative Woolman. Keep it on the consent calendar. This time we'll take up Senate Bill 128 to revise certain provisions concerning the general requirements that vehicle owners must satisfy before applying for military plates. Proponents, Representative Quam.
Thank you, most honorable chairman and members of this absolutely renowned House Commerce Committee. I am so honored to be in front of you this morning.
Suck up means a lot to this group.
I knew it did. I knew it did. A good representative pointed that out to me in another committee that we were in, and so I thought, hey, why not? I'll go for that also. Anyway, I'm very confident this is probably the best bill you will have seen all session long, without a doubt. So with that, I'll get right into it. Representative Lee Quam from District 21, and we are talking about Senate Bill 128. What it does, it allows a veteran that has a specialty plate that he or she has earned and purchased to keep that plate without a valid driver's license. And it adds to the statute that makes it, if you have a valid South Dakota non-driver ID card, you can keep this license plate. There's some individuals out there that have this specialty plate. For whatever reason, they're disabled or whatever, they're not able to drive, but they're able to have this specialty plate. And we want to put in place that they can have this non-driver ID card so that they can maintain that plate. And with that, I will stand by for questions and turn it over to some more proponent testimony. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Quam. Further proponents.
Senator Gary Kamak. I originally brought this legislation, and the reason is because there was a constituent of mine that lives in Sturgis, South Dakota, served proudly in World War II, and as time went on, he was no longer able to get a driver's license. And at that time, it was pointed out that he had always proudly displayed his veteran's plates, and rightfully so. And at that time, his daughter or son or wife would drive him around, and it really disappointed him that he wasn't able to keep this, be able to keep the veteran's plate on the car that he still owned. So because of that, I brought this legislation. As you can see, the sponsor sheet is fairly extensive, and again, rightfully so. The only thing that I heard was some folks were disappointed that they didn't get their name on the sponsor sheet. But this is just common sense legislation. It's just a very small way that we can say thank you to the veterans that have served proudly and the veterans that are starting to get on up in age and for health reasons are no longer able to get a driver's license.
Thank you, Senator. Are there any other proponents? Mr. Harding.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Steve Harding. I'm the Deputy Secretary for the South Dakota Department of the Military, and I really can't add much more to the testimony than the previous testifiers said. I just want to let you know that the department does support this legislation. It's a good bill, and we would appreciate your support. Thank you.
Are there any other proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Roy Slesh. I'm a registered lobbyist for the American Legion Department of South Dakota, representing over 22,000 veterans and in 245 posts across the state. We want to get on board with this bill, and we encourage you to support it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Are there any other proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 128? The opponents, Senate Bill 128, seeing none, we'll go to a committee discussion or questions.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair. Representative Deutsch.
This is for any of the proponents that might be able to answer this, and it's just a question of curiosity. Does anyone know, can tell me, what are the requirements to obtain a South Dakota non-driver identification card?
Is there a proponent that can answer that question? Senator Kamak, come on up to the mic so the folks out there in the other parts of South Dakota can hear your answer.
Senator Gary Kamak, and as far as I know, the situation arises on occasion for folks of every age that they lose their driver's license but yet still require an ID. And it's a matter of just going into the, I believe you can go to a DMV and you can get a non-driver ID to take care of situations like that.
Are there any other questions? I have. Well, Representative Kirschman.
This would be for Secretary.
Secretary.
Assistant Secretary. A colonel is a colonel. What the hell? How many do you think this will affect? Do you have any idea?
Mr. Chairman, Steve Harding, South Dakota Department of the Military. I do not know how many this would affect. It's, I would say, not a lot.
That's what I
feel. You know, and just as an example, another example would be a veteran that is would be blind and does not have a driver's license yet. His wife or daughter would drive his vehicle. But I can, if you'd like a number, I can sure get that to you.
Okay. Let me just ask, this is going to be real simple, but I think, is this what happens is, do you need the license now to get the plates so you couldn't have your wife, who has a license, get the plates and put them on your car, and that's why you need this?
Correct, Mr. Okay. Chairman. That's exactly right. The statute reads South Dakota driver's license. So if they're the registered owner of the vehicle, a wife's or a husband or a daughter would not... work.
All right, thank you. Any other committee questions? Seeing none, we'll close to committee discussion and or action. Representative Wollman has an answer on one of those questions.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just to answer and clarify with the ID card, Representative Deutsch. My sister, when she was 12 years old, to get on the military base up near Seattle, she had to go down and get a non-driver's identification card, and it's the same process. It's actually the same form to fill out to get your regular driver's license, but you just mark that you just want an ID card. So,
thank you.
Thank you, Representative Ullman. Representative Zickman.
Mr. Chair, move to pass.
Second.
Motion by Representative Zickman, do pass. Second by Representative Stalzer. Is there any committee discussion on the do-pass motion with respect to Senate Bill 128? Seeing none, this time we'll go to the roll call vote.
Representative Spiel.
Aye.
Deutsch.
Aye.
Harrison.
Aye.
Holly is excused. Kirschman.
Aye.
Norstrup.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
Willitson.
Aye.
Woman.
Aye.
Zickman.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
And Rounds is excused.
Mr. Chair, move do pass. I mean, consent. Consent. I'm sorry.
That would be out of order at this time because you're depriving me of my rare opportunity to use this gavel, although you've created an alternative option. The vote being 11 in favor, no against, the chairman would rule that the do-pass motion prevails on Senate Bill 128. Representative Zickman. Okay, Representative Stalzer, do you have a motion?
Consent.
Seconded by Representative Ullman. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Bill go out on consent. At this time, unless you have something else you want to say, Representative Zickman, the committee would take up Senate Bill 120 to revise certain provisions regarding special alcoholic beverage licenses issued in conjunction with special events and to declare an emergency. Senator Tiedemann.
Good Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Larry Tiedemann, District 7 State Senator from Brookings, South Dakota. And I bring you Senate Bill 120. This would put in place a process where nonprofit charitable organizations can hold a fundraiser where somebody brings a bottle of wine with a basket of cheese and crackers, and it can be auctioned off as long as the taxes...
Senator, are the cheese and crackers required or optional?
They're optional, Mr. Chair. But typically, that's what they have done. This came to light last April when CASA was having a fundraiser, and people have typically put together a basket or brought a bottle of wine where they've paid the tax through the proper process in South Dakota, and they were told that they could not do that. You cannot auction it because it's against the law. Now, as I went around getting signatures on this bill, people were telling me that their church did it, that this is being done all the time, and, you know, if you don't ask, it's okay. Well, this puts in place the statute where you can request a special events license from either the municipality or the county, and that can be awarded so that, therefore, as long as the wine has been paid for, the tax has been paid, and you can bring the slip and document that that's been taken care of, you can develop the basket with or without the cheese and crackers or sausage, depending upon what you want to do, and then have it auctioned off. Typically, you buy the bottle of wine for $20 and it's auctioned for $50 to $100. You do not pay the tax on the difference. Only what's gone through the tax, through the distributor. The emergency clause was put on after I had put the bill forward, primarily because I found out that CASA is going to have their fundraiser in April again this year. And there are other entities that would like to move it forward. So as soon as this is passed and signed, they would become legal. I stand by for any questions.
And I assume somebody has indicated to you, Senator, that if somebody were to make a motion about your emergency clause, there might be an interesting discussion. I'm not saying somebody would.
No.
Are there any other proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 120? The two ladies in the back, opponents?
No, sir, we were just summoned. But I do oppose a lot of things.
Seeing no opponents, we'll close to committee discussion. Is there any committee discussion with respect to Senate Bill 120?
Chairman?
Representative Harrison.
I move do pass on the motion.
A second.
You see, there they go again. Senator Rounds leaves the room and nobody pays attention. We're having discussion now.
Chairman.
Representative Beal, you have discussion for us, don't you?
Your Honor. I have a question for the Senator.
Senator Tiedemann.
Senator, if they were to give a six-pack of beer away and auction it off, they'd still be breaking the law, right?
Senator Tiedemann.
Mr. Chair, thank you. No, I believe it does include malt beverages as well.
Okay.
So if you wanted to donate a case of beer, a good beer, bought locally, as long as the taxes have been paid.
A Budweiser?
But I can't mention any names.
Oh, this meeting is going to pieces.
Thank you, Senator. Any other committee discussion any questions?
Yes, one other question. So wine, beer, but does not include whiskey, other types of alcoholic beverages.
Senator, is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct, Representative Deutsch. It's only for malt liquor and wine at this point. Yes, that's what the bill says.
Well, then I'm going to ask. Well, I'm curious. I wondered about this bill, but when you start explaining it, my mind was going through all the ways we violated this in the last year at different events. Why is, for instance, brandy, a bottle of brandy, that's not covered by this?
If it's not wine or malt beverages, it's not covered by this. And the only... As I worked with Department of Revenue to put this, we were mainly concerned about one step at a time. And I had, no issues with the industry in supporting this. There were some folks that wanted me to include that, but that was after I had gotten the bill off the Senate floor.
Representative Kirschman.
I think there's a federal rule that you can't auction off whiskey. Okay. I think there's a federal deal.
Another crime. Any other questions that the committee has? Representative Willitson.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. With the way that this bill appears to be going, I wanted to make a comment because I didn't figure I was going to get a chance to make a motion. But on behalf of the East Dakota chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation, I would like to thank the good senator for bringing this bill, because I recognize that we've been breaking the law for 21 years. And our banquet will be on March 27th at the Convention Center in Sioux Falls. And so I'd encourage you to support the emergency clause. I would also encourage an amendment, maybe in the future, to include distilled liquor, because being the National Wild Turkey Federation, we might give away a bottle of wild turkey.
Now we're going to get into the Fifth Amendment and the rights people have to be advised of. Representative Willitson, any other committee questions while we still have some modicum of decorum left? Seeing none, we will close the committee action and or discussion. Representative Harrison.
Am I in line now for a due pass motion?
It's a great motion, Representative Harrison. Is there a second?
I'll second
by Representative Wollman. Any committee discussion on this bill? I've got to tell you, now that I have a grasp of this, I'm just wondering why this isn't a little broader, and I am going to find out if there's a federal law that's a problem. Otherwise, I'd just as soon not be committing any crimes. As long as we're, I don't know if we're getting immunity. I actually would like to see an immunity provision in it. Because you know what, that's Catholics. Where four more knights are together, there's a fifth. So pretty good chance we'd all be in jail. Any other unruly discussion from committee members?
Chairman.
Representative Beal.
I would like to make sure that Representative Willitson hasn't incriminated himself with his wild turkey comment.
That's a concern I share. Most of those sentences, he'll be out in time for the next session. Any other committee discussion? Seeing none, the Secretary will call the roll on the due pass motion with respect to Senate Bill 120.
All right. Representative Spiel.
Aye.
Deutsch.
Aye.
Harrison.
Aye.
Holly excused. Kirschman.
Aye.
Norstrup.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
Willitson.
Aye.
Wollman.
Aye.
Zickman.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
And Rounds is excused. 11.
With 11 in favor and none against, Senate Bill 120 is hereby declared passed. You cannot have a consent motion because it's got an emergency clause on it. So that will go to the floor. And I believe with that, we have cleared our calendar. And since I'm completely usurping the chairman, the other chairman, I will tell you that we have only one bill left, and we don't anticipate any other bills being assigned at this point in time. And we're going to take that last bill up right now, you guys know. while he's gone. We're going to take that last bill up on Wednesday. And so we will not, I believe, I guess I don't know if I should go so far as to cancel next Friday, but I'm pretty sure we won't be meeting next Friday. We will take the last bill up on Wednesday, and it looks to be a not near so criminally incriminating or interesting as the last bill. So with that, is there a motion? Motion by Representative Wollman to adjourn, seconded by Representative Beal. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We're gone.